Good afternoon, and welcome back to the Better Living Radio Program. My name is Peter Lewis, and I'm pleased to be able to join you today in your home, or in your car, or your place of business. Today our program is a little bit different. We did a presentation some while ago in Memphis, and a radio interview, and we're going to let a portion of this interview play. It was on heart disease or cardiovascular problems. But before we do go into our program this afternoon, I like to give scripture, a word of promise, you know, because some of our listeners out there may be sick, may be afflicted, some may be in good health, someone's health may be failing them, and they might be in a desperate situation. Whatever the case may be, I like to leave this promise with you in John chapter 5 and verse 28 and 29. It says, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." So, friends, we see that there's a promise in Scripture that whether we die today or we die tomorrow, or we live until Jesus comes, the most important thing that matters is that we establish a relationship with Jesus, because when we have that relationship, he promises that we will come forth. He is going to raise us up to resurrection, the resurrection of life and the resurrection of damnation. And those of us who are faithful and give our hearts to Jesus, he says, you will hear his voice and we will have life. Thank you. And let's tune in and listen to this pre-recorded program from Memphis, Tennessee, the Bottom Line Radio Program.
And we have in the studio with us Brother Peter Lewis, who is with the Christian Health Education Ministries. And we want to welcome you once again, Brother Peter.
Thank you very much, Larry.
You know, there today, a topic that you're very familiar with, today there are more people suffering from heart-related illnesses than have ever before. Can you share with us what are the main reasons, the main causes for heart problems for us today?
The main reason for heart attacks, stroke, and some of the other cardiovascular disease, mm-hmm. from a body chemistry point of view, because we study the body chemistry, mm-hmm. are what we call high salts and high urea, which may be very strange to many listeners.
High salts, I mean the things we have on our breakfast table, or or is that some type of other salts that we're talking about?
Actually, it includes the table salt, which is sodium chloride,
right.
And the various other salts. There are 49 different tissue salts within the body, of which sodium chloride is one, even though it plays a major role.
Mm-hmm.
So we can look at that in the sense of the salt in our food,
mm-hmm.
which comes from so many sources. And some of the easiest ways that people put in a lot of salt in their diet is through junk foods.
Okay. The potato chips, the Twinkies, the stuff mm-hmm. that we weren't supposed to eat anyway.
That's right.
And this is, I guess we're ingesting more and more of that as a society today.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the high salts, really, when we look at salt and its effect upon the blood vessel, what the salts do, it increases within the tissue fluids,
mm-hmm.
within the blood vessels, within other areas of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And in particular, the salts accumulate within the blood vessel.
Okay.
And it causes the blood vessels to lose their elasticity, their ability to expand and contract.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, cracks develop in these blood vessel walls.
So the hardening of the arteries that we hear about so much, is this what we're talking about?
That's exactly where we're going.
Because
when these cracks develop within the arteries,
mm-hmm.
nature, or better yet, our liver,
mm-hmm.
builds cholesterol and sends it to those areas that have lost their elasticity. In an attempt, imagine that you have the blood vessel being sort of dilated and the blood can't get back and forth to the heart,
right.
as it should.
Okay.
Nature responds to that. It sees it as a problem and a threat to its survival. So it builds the cholesterol, sends it in that area, and sort of narrow down the passageway in an attempt to get the blood back to the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Now, very renowned author Dr. Matthias Rath, in his book Why Animals Do Not Get Heart Attack, he did some very fine job with this here. He says on page 23 of the said book, the first step is the development of cracks and lesions in the inside of the weak blood vessel walls. These cracks occur primarily in the arteries of those organs with mechanical stress, like the heart, which pumps constantly. The coronary arteries develop more cracks and repair due to the great mechanical stress on the coronary arteries by the pumping heart. Now, to take it a little further, he said in the same page, page 23, the second step is the attempt of the body to repair these cracks and to mend the weakened vessel wall. For this purpose, cholesterol and other repair factors, called risk factors, leave the bloodstream, enter the blood vessel wall through these cracks, and are deposited inside the vessel walls by the thousands. Unfortunately, with low vitamin intake over many years, this initial beneficial repair mechanism overshoots. This is when the problem starts. With continued repair over years, fat molecules and other repair factors accumulate in the inside of the vessel walls. Arteriosclerotic deposit develops as nature's plastic cast for the weakened vessel walls.
So the body tries to repair itself. The damage we're doing to it, the stuff, the salts that we're ingesting, the body is doing what it does. It repairs itself. It's trying to balance itself.
Mm-hmm.
And over a period of time, without the necessary vitamins and minerals that we our body is deprived of, this happens. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Man, we're in trouble.
We certainly are.
Now, you said the high salts, and you mentioned something else called the urea. Is that correct? What is
yes.
that?
Now, and before we go to the urea there, so here's what happened. The high salt, cholesterol builds up in the artery. Over a long period of time, a piece breaks off and clogs the artery.
Okay.
If it happens in the coronary arteries, a heart attack. If it happens in the arteries in the brain, a stroke. Okay? Now, the urea. The urea is a result of protein digestion.
Okay.
The urea will accumulate within the blood when the person is eating too high a protein diet or if they have a gastric juice that is too weak, too diluted to handle the protein.
Now, too much protein? What are the sources of protein that people normally eat too much of?
Well, we, number one, look at meat as a high protein food anyway, and meat, dairy product, nuts, those are the two primary major source. But even a person who is a vegetarian, that's think we can eat lots of nuts.
That's another day.
And if they themselves have weakened gastric juice and not drinking sufficient water, then that urea is going to accumulate within the blood vessels, within the blood. And the blood, as a result, becomes too thick.
Okay.
When you have a thickened blood, it's going to cut off the oxygen and nutrients to and from the various cells of the body.
Okay.
And the most sensitive places for oxygen need are the brain and that liver, the liver and the heart, because that's the muscle that's constantly pumping.
And it needs the oxygen.
Okay, so here's the thing. You have this high urea, which usually foreruns the high salt, because the high salt will accumulate in air that are suffering from the highest oxygen deprivation.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that's why it occurs in the coronary artery or in the brain that has such great need for oxygen as compared to in the big toes. You see?
Okay.
So,
wow.
it is very important, then, to look at the dietary situation to be able to strengthen that gastric juice. Naturally, if a person has cholesterol buildup in the artery, one may say, will the body correct that naturally?
Okay.
And what happens is the nature will remove that cholesterol piece by piece, bit by bit, just the same way it put it there, but not until that salt is removed and kept within its normal range. And in the body chemistry analysis, which we do, the salt range in our scale runs in perfect equation for perfect body chemistry between 6 to 7, or 6.5 C. Don't worry about the C.
Okay.
Just the value.
Okay.
And when we begin to see salt reading getting up into the 47.
In Psalms 139, verse 14, it says, I praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. What you just described the body doing with the cholesterol is a great example of this. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. God has put things in us and set this body in motion that it tries to sustain life.
That's correct.
And we continue to try to kill it by the things that we do, not only the stress and the no rest and no water, but also the things that we eat. And heart disease is huge in America today. And I'm sure heart disease and cancer is probably right up behind it. I'm sure something that we're doing to our bodies are causing this cancer to happen. Is that true?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And in almost all the disease factors, you're having a low oxygen environment. Because as the body begins to lose energy, the blood gets thicker and thicker. And when that blood gets too thick, then it just cuts off the efficiency of carrying oxygen to the cells, and cells begin to die. So it's just so important. Now, we were mentioning that there's a scale that we have to show when there is increased amount of stress upon the heart. Compared to the normal 6 to 7 C, on a particular analysis, a person's salt running from 35 to 47, that person would be in very high danger of, you know, that kind of heart attack from cholesterol breaking off. Let's say 47 to 72, that's very critical, you know. It's
because that's what's going to cause this heart attack or this aneurysm, is this breaking off into the vessel.
That's correct. Okay. It tells us that there's been an increased amount of cholesterol already been formed in the lining of the blood vessels, and so it's just waiting on an opportune time for a piece to break off and clogs the artery. Now, with a high urea scale, we have for the norm is a 6.
Okay.
Here, for what we call the pectoris heart attack zone, which we separate pectoris from angina, angina being related to the high salt, and the pectoris being related to the high urea.
Okay.
A urea of 20 to 24, we call it a minor pectoris heart attack zone. 24 through 27 major, 27 through 30 fatal. The heart just will not function. At that, the blood is just too thick, too much oxygen starvation. And this is can be seen also in children. Crib debt. You know, over 80% of crib debt, we're looking at a high urea factor in those little children.
In the children? In the
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Now, how do the, I mean, the children, we, the parents are killing the, I mean, I'm sorry, that's wrong to say. The parents are providing food for the children that are not good for them.
Absolutely, and it also comes in from the breastfeeding, you know, if this little child being breastfed on a high urea milk, then it's only going to get high urea. Now, the chief factors in lowering both the salt and the urea, the number one factor is drinking sufficient amount of distilled water all throughout the day.
Distilled water. Why?
Distilled water.
Why should we drink distilled water as opposed to tap water?
Well, distilled water, we liken distilled water to high energy water.
Okay.
It's like empty water, an empty vessel versus a full vessel or versus a partially full vessel. The empty vessel can hold more or can carry more.
Oh, okay.
So it can take more waste out.
Okay.
And the body can utilize it much better in its building processes.
Oh, okay, because that's what one of the functions of water in your body is to flush the body
Absolutely.
Of the toxins.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to line one, if that's all right. Brother Betty in Memphis, welcome to the bottom line.
Hello.
Hello, Betty. How are you?
Fine. How are you today?
All right. And your question?
I'm enjoying the program, I'd like to say.
Great.
I would, the doctor is very technical in what he's talking about, and I was wondering how he felt about natural ways of doing things. God, I call them God's way of doing things, and that's with the herbs.
Right.
I've talked to several people that have had heart conditions and suggested that they take coenzyme Q10, and they have gotten very excellent results with that.
Okay.
And I was wondering how he felt about that. And I also would like to know if you all have the progesterone, and I'll hang up and listen.
Oh, well, thanks for your call, Betty.
Thank you.
Now, Brother Peter, I've known you a few days, and I know I have never seen you in a drugstore. So, to health remedies, natural remedies, is this something that you like to purport?
Okay, certainly there are many supplements on the market that will help, including the coenzyme Q10, which she mentioned. In addition to that, though, because even if a person went and they did the regular medical procedure of scraping the artery, removing those plaque, if the salts still remain high in the blood, over a period of time, it's still going to accumulate, and the person is going to get a second heart attack. You see? So whatever remedy is used, if the salt is not lowered as a part of the program, then it's like trying to mop up the floor while the faucet is still on.
Okay.
So it's very important. Coenzyme Q10 is great. Water, as far as the urea is concerned, the water will help to lower the urea also.
Okay.
But there's a particular supplement, dolomite, which we use primarily for the magnesium that's in it. We do not see the calcium in any dolomite being available to anybody.
Okay.
So we use it for the magnesium. The magnesium will lower the high urea pound for pound, unit for unit, similar to the soil. See, when a farmer puts dolomitic lime on the soil while he's trying to get more nitrogen in the soil, it's like he's throwing money out through the air.
Okay.
See? So magnesium is a very good thing. Cutting back on the salt, you know, cutting out the salt, depending on the person's degree of condition, then that's very much, and that's very good.
So you're saying it really doesn't matter. It does matter that we do it, we take these supplements, but if we continue in the lifestyle, continue in the diet, continue in the way of life that we are presently in, then it really doesn't matter. You're going to end up back where you started from, a lot less, you know, you'd be broke from buying all that stuff. But you need to, first of all, decide that you're going to change the way that you're living.
That's correct.
So if we, the salts especially, and you said, you had mentioned some numbers, and the numbers, the salt numbers and urine numbers, and I'm curious, of how do you, you said you had a device that measures this thing, and how does that work, and what is it, and...
We perform a body chemistry analysis, which deals with salts, urea, pHs, cellular debris, and the urea. And from that chemistry, we are not only just looking for salts and high urea, but we're able to get a pattern of how the body chemistry is, how the body is functioning. So we can deal from cause and effect.
Okay.
You see?
Yeah, the Bible does say, the curse causeless shall not come.
That's right.
And so there is a cause, and the method that you're using determines that.
Yeah, and just 1 minute, I want to say some of the signs and symptoms of the high urea include chest pain or pain in the left arm. Excessive amount of foam in the urine that does not dissipate.
Okay.
Wrinkles in the forehead that just stays there. And very tired in the morning, sluggish when a person wakes up. You know, you get your night's sleep, and yet still you feel like sleeping another night when you wake up in the morning.
So these symptoms, if you're anybody out here that's listening to this and you're suffering from these symptoms, you might want to consider what you're doing to yourself, because these are signs that the body is saying, hey, there's something wrong.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Well, line one in Memphis. Welcome to the bottom line. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you today?
Doing fine.
And your question, please.
Yes, I have a question for Brother Lewis.
Yes.
If he can explain those first numbers. Those numbers that he's been talking about, from beginning to end, and what they are, and if he can explain, just explain those to me, and I'll hang up and hear his answer.
Okay, thank you for your call.
I think she's referring to the salts.
Right.
Basically, with the limited time that we have, the values that we explain is that these salts, they're calculatable. There are ways to calculate these salts, and when they simply get too high within the system, it's going to cause this effect, whether in a child or whether in an elderly person. What you'd want to do is to be able to contact us for further detail.
Because I'm looking here at a brochure you have from the Christian Health Education Ministries, and it says a home correspondence course. So people might be able, after taking this course, they'll be able to understand these numbers and also take the readings, because these readings seem to be very important because it tells how out of balance that your body is. How does someone contact you, Brother Lewis?
They can contact us by calling 888-218-4978, which is a toll-free number during the week from 8:30 to 5:30 Central Standard Time, and we'd be glad to send them out information package. We want for you to realize that this home correspondence course is being used by health professionals, housewives, people who just want to take control of their health.
Well, Brother Peter and Sister Ann, we appreciate your coming in today, and these are fascinating discoveries we found based in the Bible.
Friends, remember, Jesus said, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." If you have any question or comments about this broadcast, do not hesitate to call us at 584-2670. Thank you very much, and may God bless you.